Welcome back to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. We're also on YouTube, youtube.com/TheAvengers. Check us out. We have reacts to trailers. It's a lot of good times, so check that out. And you can also find us wherever podcasts are available and at AvengersPodcast.com. Where you can find out a little bit more about us, and you can find our merch where we have stickers, mugs, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, all that and more. Check it out and show your Avengers fandom today. If you'd like to support the show, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to cough. I'm sick this week. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. We have $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers available. $1 gets you shout outs, $3 gets you Discord, Minecraft servers, $5 gets you bonus episodes, $10 gets you all that, unedited episodes, watch parties. It's a good time. patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. But I can't do it alone. I'm joined by my co-hosts. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling so shiny.
Nice.
Dazzle like a diamond in the rough.
Oh, that's
My stuff is so shiny.
Wow. Is that
how Clinton feels too.
Is that a Taylor Swift song, I'm assuming?
Oh, no. This is from Moana.
Oh, jeez.
Much, much better.
All right. Clinton, how are you doing, dude?
I'm feeling up and at 'em.
Up and at 'em. Speaking of. Before we get to Black Adam,
it's not true,
spoiler alert ahead for Black Adam, but before we even get to that, we have one new patron, guys. We have Sean O'Leary. Sean O'Leary, thank you so much for joining our Patreon. Appreciate you, man.
Sean O'Leary. Sounds like it might be Irish.
Might be a little Irish. But Sean, thank you so much, guys. He's probably thinking, man, I joined the Patreon and now they shout out me on a DC episode. This is our Black Adam review. And guys, we jump right in. So spoiler alert ahead. If you have not watched the new DC movie called Black Adam starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, don't listen any further. We are going to spoil it. This is your spoiler warning. Here they are. We are going to be allowed to spoil this movie any way we like it. So quit listening. And if you don't give a fuck because you're an MCU nerd like us, and you don't care if Black Adam's spoiled, keep listening because it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, guys. So the spoilers are here. The warning is here. I'm dying to hear from you guys. I'm going to start with Emmy first. Emmy, Black Adam, what did you think of this movie?
Okay, I feel like I can tell the flavor that coming off of you. Like, I feel your energy right now. I get your vibe. So I think we're going to be different.
I think we're going to be different too.
Okay. I felt very much like I was watching recycled material for a lot of it. It just seemed very formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, it gave me first Thor. It was the back in the day flashback. You need to get a translation because they're talking all this stuff about the stuff and the things, and we have to go get the relic. But I liked the twist. The twist that it was the champion was the son. Other than that, I thought it was kind of predictable. I didn't hate the humor. Like, I thought the humor hit where it needed to hit. I have to say I had some points that were great. And some that were like, what the fuck? Like the wizard just giving up. Like, he was holding his own pretty well there for a minute and then just was like, well, this is my time to die. Bye. Cool. Great thing. The kid being awesome. That was really cool. One note that I would give this movie, Kevin Hart would have been an awesome addition. Like, they should not cast.
Not Dwayne every Rock Johnson not every rock without, movie needs a Kevin yes, Hart. It does. No, it doesn't. Okay.
I disagree.
All right. Well, I disagree. But I guess you kind of have a point. I'm going to get to Clinton last. This movie, the beginning of it, I was like, a lot of exposition, a lot of explaining, kind of the easy storytelling, which I'm not a fan of. You know, now, like, for example, Black Panther does it, but it's like quick, 20 seconds. Here you go, boom, you're in that world. And this felt like it was like 3 or 4 minutes long of them just telling me everything. I'm like, do you have, so to me, that's like a quick, easy route to backfill poor storytelling. Also, I then I watched the movie and the champion and everything, and then Rise Up. The kid actor in this is not good. He is cringe. Oh. He is cringeworthy at times to me. He's just like, hey, rise up. And he does his DDP diamond cutter symbol. And I'm like,
yes.
Yeah. Thank you,
Clint. Damn it. You stole it from me.
And I'm like, they're trying to do the Wakanda for everything, but it's like the diamond. And I know it's comics.
Oh, I thought Hunger Games.
Oh, that's true, too. I can see that. And, yeah,
but the actual symbol. Was
there's like zombies.
Around Dallas Page.
Yes, he did. And like zombies are running around, running rampant. And he's like, hey, we going to let these zombies take over our land?
Which kid? You're talking about the skateboard kid?
Skateboard kid.
Really?
Skateboard kid.
You're talking about young version.
No, I like young version way more than skateboard kid. And then like skateboard kid also is like, I need to get past these people that are hunting me. Let me skateboard. I'm like, shut up.
But crouch down.
Yes. And I'm like, that would be louder than just fucking walking. What the fuck are you doing? Like, just, I don't know. And also it's like, you know, like the oppression and people taking over lands. Yes, that's a real thing. And it's a very serious issue. This movie felt like it had to shove things down your throat. We're oppressed because you, and I'm like, well, how? What's going on? Besides a traffic stop, I don't know what else is going on. You're not explaining it further what's happening here. You know, it just felt like we had to fill in the holes ourselves. And I didn't like that. And I also loved how The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Black Adam, I'm no hero. He's not a hero. I know he's not a hero. I'm no hero. I'm like, guys, we got it. They had to tell us rather than show us. And the only thing he did that was maybe anti-heroic, which I don't think really was, he killed guards, and everyone's like, man, this guy, he's a threat. He ain't no hero. I'm like, he's doing everything right. He's doing the right thing. And they're like, he ain't a fucking hero. And I'm like, what? Am I watching the wrong movie? This guy seems like a hero to me. But they're like, nope. Remember, he's not. And so, like, when you have to tell me 5 times that he's not a hero, but not show me, poor storytelling. I don't know. It feels, I'm sorry, Doctor Strange territory. Don't listen to me any further. I didn't care for that at all either. What I will say, things I did like, humor. Some of the humor really hit for me. I laughed a lot. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's a very charismatic guy, so he's very subdued in this role, but I still liked him in this role, as weird as that sounds. So I enjoyed that as well. Costuming, holy shit. I thought, God, the wings and the golden, I mean, everything looked amazing on the costumes. I thought the CG, barring a couple of things with towers falling, looked great as well. So there were some positives, but also the fucking third act, the 30 minute at the end should not have happened.
Thank you.
I felt like this movie was 30 minutes too long, and I'm stealing that from Alicia, but I completely agree with her. Alicia shared her thoughts on our Twitter. Shout out to you.
I haven't seen that yet.
A great listener of ours who's been around for a while. This movie could have ended on a decent note, and it's like, let's extend it 30 minutes. And it's like, what are we doing? This could have been an hour and a half and been just fine.
That was how I felt with the Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers. It was just too much.
Do not relate Black Adam to Lord of the Rings.
It was the same. And maybe that's a me thing. It sounds like a me problem but I completely agree with you. It was way too much on the back end.
It was.
Of that, like,
and it was way too much
building up to this fight scene and blah, 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 blah.
And then, yeah, anyway, I don't know. I've got more things to say, but we're going to hold that because I got to get to Clinton's thoughts. Clinton, man, I know usually when I shit on something, Clinton's on the other end. He's like, no, actually, I liked it because of this. And so I'm hoping he brings me back, because if not, Clinton and I both hating something, usually don't listen any further because we'll just rip the whole fucking thing apart. So, Clinton, I'm still sick. So what do you say? I'm sick.
What do you think about?
I'm sorry. Patrons already know I'm sick. Regular listeners, I apologize. I'm sick. Clinton, what'd you think of Black Adam?
I really enjoyed this movie a lot. I thought it was I'm trying to think of another DC movie to compare it to that it was up there for me. Like, I liked it, I think, as much as I liked the Batman.
Damn, the Batman sucked.
All that I just said was a lie. I did not like this movie.
What? Oh my God, you fucked my world up. I'm like, how did Clinton like
when you,
this?
I thought, I was like, yeah, he's fucking with me.
No, I bought going. It.
I was like,
oh, I bought shit. It. Clinton, you sold me, man. I 100% thought.
I will say, I didn't think it was terrible. I don't think it was terrible. Comparatively, when I'm navigating the landscape of DC films, this wasn't terrible to me. I wasn't a huge fan of, I felt The Rock felt very bland in this.
Yep.
And just expressionless, not even angry. I wanted him to come off more anti-hero. I wanted him to come off more aggressive. And he did a lot of pondering in this movie where he's just floating and standing and looking.
He just looked at himself or looked at the statue for a long time.
Which I get. I mean, you've been buried and stuff, but, and there was a lot of electric. I mean, everyone just fought with electricity. And I, my favorite in this movie, and I wish he had a solo movie, was Dr. Fate.
Yes, Dr. Fate was
a
really
standout. Really Pierce Brosnan. Could be that role.
I really, really did enjoy him as well.
The costume he had
looked great. But that's what I was saying. I thought all the costumes. What? I loved it.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I thought it looked great.
I loved it.
I thought it was bad CGI.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
No, Hawkman. I loved Hawkman. I loved Dr. Fate.
Hawkman looks fantastic.
I thought Hawkman's wings looked very CG-ish.
Really?
No,
I enjoyed
it. I
didn't
think so.
I thought it looked great. I thought it looked great. But
I just liked Dr. And I liked Dr. Fate's, the way they did his like magic. I thought it looked really cool.
I think so too.
I liked it better than the way they do Doctor Strange's.
I can't disagree.
Because he's almost like DC's, if you're comparing.
Doctor Strange.
Okay. He's a very similar type character. But I love the animations they use, like the geometric stuff for his patterns and things. Mm-hmm. And I like the reason
Seen that from the mirror dimension in Doctor Strange?
No, I understand that. But I'm talking about his power. You know, Doctor Strange has the two circles.
Yeah, but we've seen it. Like I said, recycled a little bit.
I didn't feel that way. Well, I mean, if they're going to show his powers and. Just Pierce Brosnan, like the parts where I'm sitting this one out. Like he was like a wise person. He was like, I'm not getting into battles that I don't need to get into. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even in the middle of like sitting in the fucking living room, watching the battle and the house getting destroyed, he just sat there.
Yep.
I don't know. He was a standout to me in this movie. And Hawkman,
I loved Hawkman. Really, Hawkman was my favorite part of this movie.
Now their quarrel, I think they should have. That was a little childish, a little bit like,
oh yeah,
you kill people. I've got that was the only thing that made it a threat for him. Like you said, Brandon, it was like, he's standing up for the good things.
Yeah.
But like, he just kills like,
exactly. Like they never explain how is he not a hero again?
Cause he kills. Cause that's kind of what anti-heroes do. They're usually vigilantes and shit or mercenaries.
I know, but like it's just, we assume, oh, you dropped two soldiers in the sky. You're a piece of shit. Like, it's like, how dare you? But it's like, well, I think we need to look at the bigger picture of what he does anyway. Sorry.
And I thought Adam Smasher was adorable with his clumsiness and his.
Oh, I loved Adam Smasher.
He was like, the jokes fell flat, and him and Cyclone together, like they, I don't know. I like that.
Okay. We're talking about, okay, he's killing people. Yeah. What's the big threat in that though? I would say that most of those people were goons or wait. Henchman, whatever, the one that gets a paycheck but doesn't actually believe in the cause. So like, is it really fair to kill them for just believing in, or like not believing in something, but just doing it, just following orders for a paycheck?
When you're chasing a kid trying to kill him, I would say yes.
Well, yeah, those people, but like the guards at the beginning, like that was, they were just looking for a crown. I mean, it was like,
no, they were shooting at him.
Yeah, after he'd like exploded the guy.
Like, yeah, but they were gonna kill the what's her face and the team. They already killed the one guy.
Well, yeah. Well, but that was before Black Adam even came. Because then they all looked down the line and it was like, Chief said it's your turn to go. And he's like, General said it's your turn to go. And then that guy's like, rubble my eyes and goes and like taps him on it. Or no, he goes up to him and says, I need to see your hands or something, and then gets exploded. And I think I there's a difference between killing a big bad and killing someone who doesn't, who's just following orders.
But Black Adam don't come from that world. He didn't know it'd been 5,000 years in his world. They were killing the people and making them slaves. Like,
yeah,
he knew a world of that. He didn't know any different. He didn't know what time he was in.
Okay.
And he had just woken up.
And they never take any of that into account. They're like, you're bad, and we're going to stop you. Because
one conversation, civil conversation, could have been like, look, man, this is how we do it now.
Yeah, we don't really kill people.
Well, yeah,
like that
that's
now.
Yeah, we didn't have enough of bros hugging bros. There were a lot of like early MCU things that popped back into my brain in this movie, like you might be a bad guy. Like those kind of things were popping back into my brain because it's like that level of
pettiness.
No. Not rhetorical. Like
redundant redundancy?
No. Rudimentary storytelling. It's like not very well developed. Before we go any further, because I think we've already gotten into some fight territory, I did want to say to somebody's point, Hawkman, I thought he was a complete dick at first, but by the end I really liked him.
Yeah,
I was a fan of his. And I have to tell you guys, I was in the theater last night and I'm pretty sure I watched this with ghost people.
What, elaborate, Emmy. You watch this with ghost people?
So I put in the Discord because I was shocked. I got there about 15 minutes late because there's always 30 minutes worth of credits, and walked in. Nobody was in my theater. I wanted to do a cartwheel or something because that has not happened to me. So nobody was in my theater. I sat down in the last row of the front little bunch of seats. So like if anybody had to walk behind me, I would have like been aware of them. Mm-hmm. And then like as the movie was starting, I heard like a noise and just kind of like barely turned, but I didn't want to like completely turn and be like staring at people. And so just in my peripheral, I saw two people go up to the very top of the back of the theater. And then I was like, okay, if they leave, like I'll know. So the movie ends, hadn't seen anything, post-credit scene. They weren't leaving. And so I was going to turn around and let them know, or mid-credit scene, I was going to turn around and let them know, hey, I just Googled it. There's not another one. Turn around and they were gone. Poof.
You think you were just so enthralled in the movie that you were watching that you just didn't notice?
I do not think I was that enthralled.
No. Oh, okay. Well, it was worth a shot. Guys, let's get into Rotten Tomatoes. Let's get into I Am That Bitch. Amy, I'm just going to give you a spoiler alert. I already know the Rotten Tomatoes for this, so I'm not going to guess. Because
for critics and audiences?
I do. I could tell you both.
Oh, okay. Clinton?
No, I could not.
So, try.
35 and 89.
Shut up. You've Googled it.
Is that 40? Really a score?
No, but it's 40% close. 40% for critics. 40-90.
And 90% for audiences.
I haven't seen it. I saw critics when it was at 50.
Yeah, well.
That's all I saw.
Yeah. But we are reviewing it now, so we're probably going to bring it down to 39%. Because the Avengers are official critics now.
Oh, God.
We're not. I'm sorry.
I'm That Bitch gave it a 7.1.
I
did not know that.
And 93% of Google users liked this movie.
Do you feel like this is just fucking bullshit sometimes? Like, when you see how low, like, She-Hulk got on an audience score, which we know is just bullshit, do you think these people are inflating things like Black Adam for that same reason? Like, it's a strong male protagonist, blah blah blah, and let's give it 90, because there's no way this movie, no offense,
Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, I'll say that. Will also say that I feel like, because sure, like I didn't hate this movie, I didn't love this movie, I'm indifferent to this movie, so I'm not gonna click a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Like, I don't care enough to click anything on Google.
I'll be honest,
and honestly, if I don't like something, unless if it's like really honestly truly terrible, like I won't click thumbs down. Like, I don't have enough time in my life.
Yeah, no, I genuinely, like, I didn't hate this. I at the beginning I really didn't care for. The middle, I thought the second act was my favorite parts, and then the third act just completely went to shit for me. And you know, but I do want to talk about a couple things before, you know, we kind of dive in. You know, the Cyclone part and the Atom Smasher part, they explain them. They're like, and why do we always need a team for a DC movie? Like, why every single time? It's like, you know what? It's time to do it.
Marvel's getting there too now, though. They're doing that all the time now too.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like, who's from?
It's a little more earned because we know these characters independently first. Right. These are just.
It's like, oh, but who do we got this time? They're like, Hawkman. He has golden wings and he can take it. It's like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Why not just have them show up and say, this is what we're here for? Instead of having to need this, here's this team and this is what, and explain Atom Smasher and explain Cyclone. Don't do that. Let their powers talk for them. Let them talk with each other because they even explain their powers later to each other. So why are you explaining them beforehand? It's like they have to just fit all this exposition in for fucking no reason. Sorry.
Oh.
Amy.
Okay. It works for my brain. That is something that works for my brain when they're like, here's the team up. We've got this person who can do this. And we've got this person who can do this. We've got this person. There are people, and I'm not sure what weirdo neurodivergent part of my brain it is that clicks with, but there's something there that it clicks with. Second, this is the part of the movie where I was like, okay, this isn't just Thor recycled. Oh, I thought,
no, I'm not blowing a dick. I'm coughing. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I thought for a second, I was like, is Brandon okay?
No, I'm really sick.
No. Oh,
I'm ready to go.
I also, oh, this is the part where I was like, this isn't just recycled Marvel stuff. This is recycled Suicide Squad stuff, which I didn't hate because the Suicide Squad was really good.
The Suicide Squad was great. Why do we need, like, okay. And then if you work for her, I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry.
Waller.
That's it. Waller. Isn't she always the bad guy? Isn't she always like the, you know, like, she's been proven to be the bad guy every single time. And so they're the whole time they're like, you're not a hero. I'm like, do you know who you work for? What are you talking about?
The Justice
Society. Yeah, she'll kill people in a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Explode their brains. No problem.
Justice Society versus the Suicide Squad. So they're two different entities. I don't know. I didn't hate that part.
Two different entities working for the same organization. An organization have agendas. It's still corrupt no matter what you name them. You can call them Butt Plugs Anonymous, and you can call them friendly fancy boys. They're going to be the same fucking, you know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? It doesn't change anything.
Why are they both gay companies?
I didn't think Friendly Fancy Boys or Butt Plugs Anonymous was a
gay. I don't know. That seems
pretty
shifty.
Sorry, guys.
That's my favorite term people
have. You now know before. If I have to think of a team name randomly, those are the team names I chose. So obviously I'm just thinking about Butt Plugs and Fancy Boys.
Butt Plugs Anonymous.
I don't get offended usually when people say like as a gay person, I guess probably should be offended more when people are saying slang gay terms.
Was I saying slang gay terms?
No. Oh, because I said shifty is why I'm saying this.
Oh, but, okay. And I think fancy used to be like one back in the day. Like, oh, he's a little bit fancy.
I
thought it was sissy.
Sissy was also one.
I've never heard fancy was that.
But anyway, they don't offend me because in my brain, I'm like, this person is ignorant. So I don't even give the energy to it. I just let it roll, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think the funniest one I've ever heard, because people make up all kinds of shitty words for people. As a gay man, hearing someone say he's a little shifty made me laugh out loud.
When I
first heard it.
I'm going to start saying that to you. Every time you're like, hey, Brandon, Emmy, I met this cute guy. I'm going to be like, that's a little shifty. I'm going to say that every damn time now.
And what was the one like, he's a little something in the loafers? Light in the loafers.
I never heard of that. Jeez, yeah. Man. I'm so okay.
Anyway. Just people are ignorant because, if someone's aggressively coming at me with these words, but hearing people that really don't want to educate themselves say these things, it's right. Like, mm-hmm. You're just ignorant and I'm laughing at you. Not with you,
right?
When you say these things,
right?
I think I learned light in the loafers from Leslie Jordan. May he rest in peace.
Nice.
The
Emmy show.
No, how dare you?
Brandon starts talking. She's like,
well, sometimes you guys can talk for a very long time and do not let me talk. I'll have my hand up over here and you guys just have a conversation the entire time. Yeah,
but you put your hand up as soon as we start talking and we're like, okay, let me finish the point and then we'll get there.
It's usually after you've made a point, but okay. So
you want to fight?
Yeah, I do. I do. Live.
All right, Emmy.
I know where you fucking live. Emmy. I dropped a package off.
Emmy, will you just get on with it so we can talk about Black Adam? Come on.
Parallels to. Do it like my kids do.
Oh,
like,
my you God. Think I can't all right. I'm going, talking. Emmy. If you can't finish a thought, I'm going
to
go.
Okay. Parallels to Marvel. Bitch. All right. So Hawkman is. I heard that, Brandon. Principal's office now.
All right. Fine.
Hawkman is who?
Batman.
From the MCU.
Green Lantern.
Oh, my gosh. Hawkman is Falcon. Dr. Fate is Dr. Strange. Atom Smasher is Ant-Man. Cyclone is obviously Storm or Elphaba.
Or Thor.
No, that's Black Adam.
Black Adam is...
Yeah, he's like a lightning god in this. Yeah. You just give him electricity for everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, that ain't really movies copying movies. These are the comics. These characters copy each other, writing them all.
Completely understand that. However, the MCU has done it visually first. And so now it does seem a little bit.
Yeah, for people that don't understand that.
Mm-hmm, it seems a little copy-ish. And Hawkman even looked a little bit like Wonder Woman 84.
And
what's her name from Moon Knight? I mean, those wings have been done multiple times.
And I will say, even though the comics copied each other back and forth, and to your point, like the movies, like people are going to put that together as like we're copying each other now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Marvel's well aware of that because of Namor. And a lot of people know
Aquaman.
They know Aquaman. Like, so Aquaman's known above Namor, but people think that he came first because he's so well known already. Mm-hmm. But Namor actually came first. And I think we've already talked about that.
We did.
The movies, Marvel is aware of that, that people are going to think that. Mm-hmm. So they shifted Namor and changed his whole thing. So people will differentiate him. So they're aware of that, to your point. And they are willing to change some things to make it their own type of character, even though it was established first.
Yeah, it seems a little shifty to me, to be honest with you.
Does it? Yeah, I see that.
Okay, well, just getting that out there. And then I've got a big reveal at the end.
Okay.
I thought Adam Smasher could have been lighting the loafers, but he was swinging over old girl.
My gosh. Noah Sarantino, he was in All the Boys I've Loved Before. Oh my gosh. He is a cutie patootie.
I will say I really enjoyed Adam Smasher and I loved Cyclone. I thought they were really great side characters. I thought they were
a great T-Pain song.
Cyclone.
She moves her body like a cyclone.
All
night long.
Sometimes I wish I could finish a thought without you making a T-Pain reference, Clinton.
That's what I always
do. That's not the first one.
Just
I'm going to buy an auto tuner just for the podcast.
Do so it.
Every once in a while, chime in.
That would be so fucking funny. But like, just Clinton, just let me finish a fucking thought without
it. Sounds like through auto tune.
T-Pain singing.
I am sure that there's multiple YouTubes of that. Multiple.
I'm sure. My bird.
And T-Pain singing. I just got that. Sorry.
Thank you. Finally. Sorry.
To that point. Okay. Adam Smasher being like the lovable goof who's like, oh man, I fucked up. I'm the funny guy. I can't do anything right. That's so Paul Rudd too.
It is. And
they're so similar.
But I will say like, what was the point of Adam Smasher and Cyclone also? Like, really, what did they add to anything? Like, I know that they maybe had like a little chemistry together. Maybe they're setting up a future DC movie or HBO Max series. I don't know. But I just felt like they didn't. But what did they really bring to the overall narrative as well? And I'm saying that I know that's kind of a dick thing to do, but like, it just felt like, did we need these characters besides him swatting Hawkman one time? What happened?
I don't think they had to have a purpose other than just, I mean, humor and introducing these characters. I mean, there's been characters in Marvel, I would say, that have been introduced in something and they don't really serve something to the greater narrative too much in that movie, but it's really getting you an eye to their, mm-hmm. if they're going to do other projects.
The fact that Henry Winkler was the original Adam Smasher made me so happy. Oh yeah. My God, I love that so much. Sorry, I'm a big Fonz fan. I just loved it. Anyway, enjoyed that. So, and okay. I agree, Clinton, to that point, I do think you don't really necessarily always need a purpose, just a little humor, a little sprinkle of some fun things in there. Yeah, no, that's a very good point.
I know the purpose.
You know the purpose.
Yes.
Or the porpoise. Or the porpoise.
Porpoise. Yeah. That. Words are hard today. First of all, they're a younger generation. Second of all, we know that DC has to have at least 5 minutes of slow-mo footage in every movie. So that was what Cyclone was there for.
Well said. Well said. Yeah.
Also, since we're on her, I've got to point out her costume, especially when she was driving in the gate. Did you see everything on her?
No.
She had the witch socks from Wizard of Oz. She had the bike. She had a flying monkey backpack. She had
so she's a big Wizard of Oz fan. Holy shit.
Yeah, she had a jacket that looked like a scarecrow. It had a
she's a big nerd.
Tuft of fur. And then her jacket, or not her jacket, her costume, whenever she like transforms into Cyclone, is that all green and purple, which is straight out of Wicked. Like, she is.
That's really cool. And Quintessa Swindle plays her, and I thought Quintessa did a great job. So
This sounds like I'm being real petty. I'm pulling a Brandon right now, but there's a reason.
Fuck off first, Mr. T-Pain.
Because I'm so spoiled, I think, with God, people are going to hate to listen to this. I'm trying not to be real negative because I did like a lot of this movie.
It's weird. I did too, but I also hated a lot of it.
Yeah. And I think it's easier with my brain anyway, because, you know, depression, I focus on the negative things more.
I don't know. When you end the movie like that, it's hard not to focus on the negative.
Anyway. But I'm so used to the reason things work in the MCU. So like, the suits can come on because of nanotech and the helmets. When Hawkman's just appears like nanotech, and I don't have any idea of how. And I'm like, okay, I want to know. That's silly because I'm watching a superhero movie and I really wouldn't care, but I'm so spoiled now with they explain those details in the Marvel universe.
You're right. You win Brandon's petty moment of the podcast.
I did.
Because I never thought of that.
When he comes on, I'm like, okay, but
how does that work?
I need to
because
I'm used to that now.
Yeah.
I'm used to that at this point.
Well, okay, but is that how Thor was able to do his helmet in Love and Thunder? Was that nanotech? Because I don't think that was explained either.
It wasn't explained either, but I've had it in the MCU, so my brain is like it's been answered with other suits, so it's not far from believing it's nanotech.
Because Star-Lord's does that too, but I'm assuming
Star-Lord's has a button, like it's like
it's like in an earpiece.
It's got exactly, and that's all I need. Show me something on the back of his neck. Show me something.
Just give me a damn button so you can press it. I'm like, that's where it went.
It's so silly, but my brain as soon as it did, I was like, where did that helmet come from?
Oh, it's valid.
Maybe he's got a button like Ant-Man does in between his thumb and his forefinger. Sometimes he's just like really mad, and he's like, boop, and it's like going bloop 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 bloop.
That's
bloop.
How you break something. You know how when you were young and you kept doing something over there, like stop doing that, you're gonna break it. Don't sit too close to TV. It'll hurt your eyes. There's always something that was a lie.
Phones right in our faces.
My brother all the time, because my brother's 8 years older than me. So he was, 16. I was 8, and he was a lot more, I wouldn't say mature, but older than me. And I remember I would play video games and I'd be really close to the TV because the TVs back then were way smaller. I mean, they weren't like 55 inch HD TVs. They were like fucking 20 inch little tiny boom tubes. At least that's what I had in my house.
Not tiny. I mean, the screen was tiny, but that motherfucker.
It was
It was long.
Screen was tiny. Everything else. It had a badonkadonk. I'll tell you that ass. Yeah. Was
had
huge.
Some junk in the trunk.
It sure did. And so I would play so close and he's like, Brandon, not quit. Why are you going to do that? You shouldn't be that close to the thing. You're never going to. And I was like, if he just saw me now, because I have two monitors at my home office and they're this close to my face all the time. I'm like, I'm doing the same shit that motherfucker used to tell me not to do. I'm still close to a fucking monitor. And then I get home and podcast. And I'm really close to a monitor. Fuck. It's always just I'm close to a TV.
And I believed everything. I was very naive. I've said that on the podcast before with the things I was naive about. But when I just thought of that, I haven't said. Is that my aunt was pregnant and I saw her belly and my parents told me that she swallowed a watermelon seed and I thought it was real. I thought she grew a watermelon in her stomach.
Fucking dumbass.
I just was naive. I just took the things at face value for what was told to me.
Be better than a baby.
That's an opinion, Amy.
Imagine passing a watermelon out of your...
It'd be better than swallowing a baby.
Yeah, but you could squeeze the watermelon in your belly and hopefully divide it up into chunks so you're not like, you know what I mean. There we go. So we are going to, guys, one of my biggest complaints about this movie is like, I guess I'm going to ask a question. I'm expecting an answer from what I think it is. The Rock, Black Adam.
Rock Adam.
It's true. Yes.
Black Rock.
Yes. So we'll call him Block. And so Block. Yeah. Block.
He's built like a block.
What is his tie to this kid? Because like he is willing to go to the ends of the earth to save just this one child. You know what
because,
I mean?
Because his son.
His son. Would you think that's a heroic thing to do? Would you think to save... save that kid. If you were like that kid's mother and this guy shows up and he's going out of his way to save your son, would you call him a hero?
Absolutely.
Then why the fuck in this movie does she say, you're no hero. You're not a hero. Why does she say that later? It makes no fucking sense, DC. Get off of my ass. I hate you. God, you're right, Clinton. I 100%. He is a hero. This movie, she literally calls him, he ain't a hero, but he's
what we need. She's not meaning it derogatory by the end of the movie.
I understand.
She's saying
what, when you say he's a hero for saving
my... being called that is why she said you're not. She was saying like, I see you fight for what's right. You don't always have to do it like a formulaic style, basically, is what she's telling him.
I would say, you know what?
You do things your own way.
Why not say you're a hero, but in a very different way? You know, you're a hero to me, and that's all
that
matters.
At that point, you're just
this guy's like
the dialogue.
I'm not a hero. I don't want to be called a hero. Don't do that to me.
We can be heroes.
I can be your hero.
I'm going to mimic the beginning of that song.
Oh, okay.
You know that song, right?
Yeah,
do it. It's Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Yes, I can be your hero.
When the music starts, he goes,
oh, yeah.
Let me be your hero.
No, he doesn't.
He whispers right before it starts.
Let me be your hero.
Would you tremble?
You know, Black Adam's like you know, when Enrique goes really close, he's like, let me be your hero. And then, you know, Black Adam's like, no.
I'm no hero.
I'm no. Fuck that. You know, I'm just going to save kids and I'm going
to kill you instead.
I'm just going to liberate a whole village and country, nation. I'm going to liberate all of them and I'm going to save this child in the process. But fuck being a hero.
And then I'm gonna get turned myself in, and then I'm gonna have to be the hero again to save everyone.
Okay, would we call him?
Talk about that.
Can we call him an anti-hero? Is that what he was going for? Anti-hero.
I don't think that sounds any better. That's like if he's trying to go for a,
they should have played that.
Oh my gosh! Listen, I have had that song stuck in my fucking head since you spent the night.
But hold on. I know this is like they wanted to label him as an anti-hero. The definition of an anti-hero is a protagonist or notable figure who is conspicuously lacking in heroic qualities. DC, do better. What? I'm sorry.
The murder, I think, in this universe is
murder for horrible people that are doing horrible things.
Some would argue
you don't know the backstory. You don't know what kind of day they had.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm saying he doesn't lack heroic quality. Yes, he does. He murders. So I guess everything's the Batman law. You have to be Batman. You can't.
Yes.
In DC,
yes.
I guess.
That's Marvel, too.
But then even spoiler alert, which we already did. Why am I saying that? Mid-credit scene, Superman shows up and he's like, you're quite a threat. And you fuck shit up. And no one likes you because you're a fucking asshole. Like, what?
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
It felt out of place.
He just saved everything, and Superman's coming to make sure he stays where he's at.
Yes!
And, yeah.
Yes!
And
like,
to the world that was so bad.
What the fuck were you doing, Superman? Just sitting back? What the fuck?
I'll send somebody if you don't stay where you... This is now your prison. So if you don't stay here, I'm going to send somebody. And then he smarts off, like people are to do. And she's like, okay, here's fucking Superman.
For the record, Henry Cavill as Superman. I fucking love Henry Cavill as Superman. I think he looks perfect. I think he's a great actor. But God, give him some decent writing, please.
What would you have had him do that would made him more anti-hero? Because I agree, but I don't know what they would have.
Honestly,
does he have to have a title?
Why does he? Yes,
be the champion.
Yes,
because that's how he is in the comics. The whole thing is that
this isn't the comics. This is a movie.
People want comic material.
I'm kind of agreeing with Emmy. Like, you don't have to say 500 times he's anti-hero. Just let him do his thing. And then, like, have it a shift in focus, like, or a shift in, you know, and then, like, have Superman show up and be like, you made a lot of noise in here, you know, like, you know, just.
Oh, that's good writing?
No, hold on.
The earmuffs.
Hear me out. No, just make sure, you know, that I really would say, like, hey.
About to stick this super cock in your mouth.
Let me finish, please. Like, I just this whole, hey, you know, you could be a threat. Make sure you stay in your lane. You know, and like just have him smirk like, oh, he's got a little devious side to him as well. Something like that. Instead, it's like, you better stay here. You're a piece of shit. You're horrible. He's not horrible. He's being labeled. And it's like we're supposed to be like, yeah, I'm rooting for Black Adam. It's like they really tried to force it on me. And I didn't like that at all. I felt like, but not through good storytelling, through telling me. This is how it is. And I don't like that. I'm like, just fucking tell a good story and I'll be behind.
You didn't like him. The actions and the words didn't line up.
The actions, I appreciate the actions, but every time it was like the words were like,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, you're
he
right.
He was heroic and he was being told he wasn't a hero.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's contradicting. And then it makes me feel dumb as a viewer of it. It's like, what? So I'm apparently wrong for thinking he's a hero. Okay, cool.
To the Superman point.
No, I'm Black Adam.
And then when I do finally get to talk, you guys interrupt me over and over again. It's great. It's great.
You literally talked about a fucking super cock while I was talking. So don't even say shit.
Clinton said, you made a lot of noise. And so I was going to shove the super cock in his.
My whole point is you interrupted me with a super cock. So
that's a good joke.
I have no sympathy right now.
Okay. But Superman kind of says, or the way he said it made me think that it's like a little tongue in cheek. Like the last time that people were so threatened,
it was me.
It was me.
But Superman. It's me. But Superman did more. I'm the problem. It's me. Yes. Yes.
I cannot get that song out of my head.
I've seen the TikTok, so I know. But Superman did more to be an anti-hero because he destroyed buildings left and right with Zod. That makes more sense than this guy. Like,
and he had a bad streak, too, in Justice League. He fought the Justice League.
He sure did, even though he was controlled a little bit. But still.
Well, yeah, but
still. But still, I could say Superman's way more of an... Huh?
I missed that part.
Pam, your mom.
I'm controlled by Pam, too. And then he walks in a cornfield for 5 minutes, and he's good. And it really annoyed me.
Sometimes you just need to walk in a cornfield. Maybe that's what I need to do.
That was the original Justice League. When he
came back in Justice League?
Yeah.
Wait, but in the Snyder cut, was he bad?
I'm sure they showed that, yeah.
I'm sure. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the Snyder cut. Even though everyone says it's better.
It is better.
Oh, it's better. But again, you cannot polish a turd.
A lot of energy to put into a movie. I didn't like the first time. God.
I actually liked it, especially because they gave a lot of backstory to
Cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah. Cyborg, I enjoyed that the most, but it was really good. I would say, I mean, not really good, but it was good. I would consider that a good movie as opposed to Justice League, which was not good.
Give me the Teen Titans cartoon all day long.
Ooh,
it was twice as good as the original, and the original was a zero. So zero times two is... still zero.
I disagree. I would say the original was a three and it was twice as good. So it was maybe 3.5. And the Snyder, I would give a 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah. Okay. It's long though. It's like 4 hours, but it's good.
That's what I'm saying.
It's good.
It's a lot of energy.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
If they came out with a Thor Love and Thunder and it was a different cut, I wouldn't watch it.
I don't know why. I think it was the pandemic. That's why I watched it. I was like, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
I think I'd rather have Thor uncut, if you know what I mean.
It's Emmy. She's the problem. It's her.
We know Emmy's preference now.
She likes Thor uncut. She likes him uncut.
I don't have a preference.
So
I just like them.
I didn't have a choice. I couldn't choose. I just kind of figured it out as I got older. Oh shit. They did. They just,
that's not there no more.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess I can't put it back on. I can't put a little fur coat on them. That's just it. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I just thought everyone's looked like mine, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I
think everybody's is a small.
Yeah. If you get a microscope, you can tell that Clinton's he's a real boy.
I'll make you eat those words. Wink, wink.
Tic-tac.
Tic-tac.
Oh, you ruined it.
I did.
That's Fuck. A throwback.
Yes, it is.
Tic-tac. Wow.
Old Dic-Tac? It's not that long ago. Yeah. Can I get through a couple of these notes? Because the whole... Okay, so we had the conclusion where Black Adam is put underwater. He can't say words anymore. Poor him. And that was kind of like, oh, gee. That's the end of it. We all don't see what's coming. Because they didn't take the fucking crown away from dude. Like, they just, we found the crown, but it's not alone. We're going to take the body with it. No, leave the body in the fucking desert. Take the crown.
Can I ask a question? Why was he buried in the first place?
Under the rubble.
I understand why.
Because
not where, Black Adam. Why? And why did no one find his tomb beforehand? And these people.
Oh, No. Sorry, I was thinking about after.
I don't remember his name.
Which one?
His name was Ishmael.
The evil dude?
Yeah, Ishmael takes the crown away from.
I thought his name was Sabacc.
Sabacc is the...
That's the name of the crown.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Well, fuck. Okay.
The crown of Sabacc. Ishmael's the guy who turns... But at the end
of
the
movie... Fuck Google, man. They're wrong. Sorry. It has Sabacc for me. Sorry. Go on.
I don't remember what happens before this, though. But somebody blows up the place. And they find the crown and the body of Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we don't understand why this means the path to death is life, or life is path to death. Or
in the whole movie, a lot of people knew, like the whole crew knew about this.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how they were able to find the tomb and release him so quick. No problems. And yet that's what they were looking for the whole time, was that crown. And it's like, wait, what? They just walked right in.
You're talking about the beginning of the movie, right?
Yeah. But then also, why was he buried? Why was Black Adam buried? They're like, yeah, he started losing his shit. So we had to bury, like, why? What happened?
Yeah, because he went off and killed the entire everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's what the whole plot twist was at the end, was like, we've been told a story the whole movie, and then at the end we hear the real story.
Right.
He just went in with revenge and killed everyone in that
whole town.
So everyone.
No, that, not the city, that building.
But that building was with all the people in charge.
Not all the people in charge. The dude was like the leader. He was the king.
So right.
The servants, everybody in there.
Oh, so like, he just wasted the whole place. And they're like, okay, we got to just bottle this shit up.
A loose cannon.
Okay.
Because they killed his king.
I respect that. Okay, I'm cool with that.
So they were like, yeah.
But do you feel like it's a little cheesy when they say Shazam? Like, it just doesn't it feel like fucking Shaquille O'Neal should pop out somewhere? You're like, this feels weird. I don't know. The word Shazam just like... I don't know, a little hokey for me, but it's not that I know they have to pay homage to the comics. I get it. I'm not discrediting that. It's just Shazam. It's like, that's the word. Okay. And I know I'm just being a bitch at this point. Sorry.
Okay. You are not allowed to make that joke because I watched that movie and took notes on it for this podcast and it never saw the light of day. Did you watch this movie and take notes on it?
What?
Both Shazam and Shazam.
That was not our fault. That was a.
I know it wasn't.
Those were people that said we were going to do it together, and they didn't follow through. We're still talking about you. You know who you are.
I did both of them, both Shazam with Shaquille O'Neal and Shazam, like with what's his face.
Okay.
What
do you want? You want something?
Yeah, I want to. Those notes need to see the light of day. I don't even know what notebook they're in anymore. I've got three notebooks up here that are full of notes. Full. Chock full. I didn't realize though until the trailer for Shazam 2 was on, and then I saw the logo for this and I was like, oh fucking hell, they're related.
That was I haven't seen Shazam and I knew that.
Okay. What do you want?
I'm just saying, I knew it.
but I did think it was really cool that old girl Shazammed to break him free of the prisoner tomb or whatever it was, whenever she did it. Like, he was like, do you have any last words? Because I thought 100% she was going to die.
She reads the whole thing. She's like,
yeah.
And then
she does some other language and then says Shazam, right? She starts talking and it starts glowing.
Yeah.
And then she goes, Shazam.
I just love that they're like, huh? What's going on?
This is a movie trope and everything. It's like, if you're going to shoot her, do it.
Yeah.
They're always that pause. You would not, if you're trying to kill somebody.
Oh my
you're
gosh, not like, no, we're not giving words. Instructions for that.
No, I'm saying that that's in real life how it would be. If adrenaline's pumping, you're trying to fight. Like, if you're trying to kill each other and you get the opportunity to do it, wouldn't you do it?
Clinton and I played Fortnite the other day, and we got pretty heated at each other. Shout out to John Patrick and Garrett for being there. And because Clinton's like, motherfucker, Brandon, like you know, you stole my kill.
You steal everyone's loot. Yeah.
I didn't steal anyone's loot.
Brandon won't be anywhere, and you open a chest and he's there. He Shazams his way to a chest and just takes your rifle.
And Clinton will literally sit there and like, he's like,
because it's always you. You're the problem.
Someone's shooting at me and I shoot them back. And Clinton's like, you stole my kill. I'm like, Clinton, am I supposed to not shoot back? I'm supposed to say, oh, hopefully Clinton's here to save my life because I don't want to kill him. And then Clinton's like, you stole my kill. I hate you. So just don't shoot anybody.
Do the same thing.
Don't shoot anybody when you're playing with Clinton.
If I kill someone,
don't do it, because Clinton will be like, oh, you stole my shit.
You do the same thing.
Fuck off.
I was then trying to say this forever. When he is reborn and we go to hell and there's this demon place and he comes back as the devil, basically. Mm-hmm. I got the same vibes as the villain from Justice League. It felt like the same villain. He looked very similar to me from the first one.
I agree.
CG was trash.
I agree. Also, credit to Renee. Mephisto confirmed.
Ah, damn it. Mephisto, just in the wrong universe. Damn it.
When we finally get Mephisto, he's going to look way better than this, I hope.
Oh, he better.
Because it feels like the villains in these DC movies lately are just these
big CG
monsters.
Yes.
They're just monsters that have the same quality.
And they just, they don't have any personality. They have nothing.
Monsters.
It's just so funny because like the trope is against Marvel, like they don't have any good villains. And everything I've seen from DC is like, I'm a big ass starfish. I'm a devil. And it's like, what the fuck? I mean, come on. I know. I get it. But
I think that argument is more from the comics.
Correct. But I'm talking about these movies. You think they would have a little bit better of a, you know, it's like.
Yeah, they have a huge roster.
They sure do.
And you know, the only reason Black Adam wasn't in Shazam is because in the sequel is because The Rock didn't want it to happen. He wanted his own movie.
I don't like that. Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like that at all.
He wanted Black Adam to be introduced in his own movie first before.
I don't hate it. I don't hate seeing The Rock on screen. I don't understand why all of these villains have to be big horned, fire breathing. I mean, like, I understand that, like.
Sounds like Emmy's exes.
Right?
Yeah.
I
was going to say Emmy.
Think in like the real world, like the big bad is like Satan, and like I get that, but like why do all of the villains in make believe have to look like that? Like we had Surtur, we had the guy from Justice League, we had the guy from this. I mean, there's just a lot of it going around lately, and it's just like we can do better. We can be more creative. We can make like cooler things than that, right?
Yes, we can.
And the fact that he has like a pentagram on his chest too, like.
I'm really satanic. You don't even know.
I'm not just like because, and I don't think
the horns and lava gave it away enough. We needed that.
I don't think he was supposed to be that. I think because it's a different culture, and I don't just. It was like, oh, so the big bad in make believe is the same big bad that we have that some people have, and it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I'm here to watch a movie, I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird, but I will say that I like the juxtaposition of the red fire and the blue green lightning.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty.
It did look pretty.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like we need to bring on someone on this show that really enjoyed this movie. I feel like. So if you are listening so far and you're enjoying the show, leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, because we're going to get a shit ton of 1-star reviews after this. I love Black Adam. It's great. 93%. Man.
I don't think we are. I think we're handling this pretty well.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
But I understand.
Let me, Brandon, okay, so let me shit on it for a second.
What? Wait.
I wanted to say some good things.
Opposite.
I wanted to say some good things about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I honestly, I will say this. I enjoyed. I really enjoyed Hawkman. I really did enjoy, you know, the banter between the two. Maybe not always understanding it, but the relationship between Hawkman and oh my God, why am I drawing a blank? Dr. Fate. I thought their relationship was kind of cool. When he blocked him though, and he ended up like sacrificing himself, that, you know, kind of hit for me actually. I thought that was pretty well earned in the short amount of time. But
yeah, exactly.
That relationship.
No, that was always supposed to happen, well, in my opinion.
What do you mean it was always supposed to happen?
Yeah, because Hawkman still gets... Don't he still get stabbed?
He does. The prophecy still continues. You know, but like, I just enjoyed the relationship between Hawkman and Dr. Fate. I thought that was really, really cool. I did, even though I didn't want the team explained to me and I didn't need Waller to, do we have a team? I didn't need that. I still enjoyed the team aspect. I really thought, God, Cyclone, her effects, the colors, gorgeous, fucking gorgeous. Enjoyed that so much. I agree. Adam Smasher is Giant Man completely, just totally, and yet, you know, and really good comedic humor too as the character. So I enjoyed that very, very much. I did think there was times where the humor really hit. It almost felt Marvel-esque, and I know that's a really weird and disgusting thing to say about a DC movie, but like the humor was like quick and witty and funny at times. And it was needed during a lot of serious and heavy stuff, especially like The Rock, you know, just being very dry. I thought it worked sometimes, and how he couldn't go through a wall. A door. He had to go through a wall. I thought that was
really... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was the sarcasm in that. And then afterwards, really, when he's like... It was something about dropping him down. And The Rock is like, oh, it was sarcasm. And Dr. Fate is like, oh, no, that was just a lie.
Yes.
Yeah. Their banter with the whole sarcasm run was great.
It was really good.
And that's where I got Thor vibes with Black Adam was... First Thor movie with his intelligence, like he's from a different planet, and Black Adam's just from a different time, so you don't understand humor and sarcasm and stuff and how things work. My favorite part with the humor is when he gets the call. He gets a call or something. It's when he finally chases that motorcycle out to the desert, and he gets the call or someone. Is it a call?
Oh, oh. Yeah.
And he's like, "You murdered him, didn't you?" And he falls. And he's falling in the background.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
That shit was fun. Make it.
That part made me laugh out loud.
That shit was like, funny. That was good. Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot, actually.
Okay, so we're going with stuff we liked, and then we're gonna Oreo this in a shit like shit sandwich.
Sounds wonderful.
We know you love your shit, Timmy.
That's usually not what we do with students. We do good, bad, good.
Well, you tell Life to at least put some good in there for me.
I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
The universe be like, you know, maybe this guy just needs like a good sandwich.
I'll manifest that for you.
Okay. Love that. All right.
I'm going to send you the vibes.
When people say we love that for you,
it's all Alexa or Alexis. I love that for you.
But people say it in real life and not in that fun character.
Oh.
When people say that, we love that for you. A part of, I want to, it's such a cringe thing for me. I'm sorry if you say that, but I don't like it. Just so everyone knows. I don't love that for them. Okay. Carry on.
My wayward son, because there'll be peace when we are done.
It's been so long.
I almost said it.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Okay. All right. You brought up the point, like there's a whole under story about foreign invaders. And
I think the story is good. I think it could be a good story. They just didn't do anything at all to tell the story.
But I kind of feel like they didn't have to. It's a story that's been happening, I feel like, for centuries.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, but not a beautiful one. Like, it's bad.
It's very bad. Don't get me wrong.
It's very bad.
Don't get me wrong. It was just, I agree to an extent. It just felt like but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I really wish it was a little bit more of a focal point of the actual story instead of get on board, fuck this.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool.
And it is, this is a fictional country that, like, or city, well, I'm not even sure what it is, but so it's not, I guess, as relevant or prevalent.
Yeah, like, I don't
know. In today's world. But it does.
It's, no, something it's that still relevant and prevalent in today's world. Don't get me wrong.
But I mean, in because this is a made up place.
Yeah, like,
it's not like you could be like, oh, well, I don't know the history of this, I'm gonna go look it up on Wikipedia.
Right. Well, like, and that's where, and it's
Farquaad's not a real place.
And I hate to say it, but that's where kind of Black Panther kind of exceeds, because it's like, ooh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even though Wakanda is a fictional place, it's still Africa. You still, obviously, they show that imagery at the very beginning, and it just gets your head in that space, like, oh shit. And yet Khandaq, we don't know anything about this location. We don't know anything about it. And it's like, oh, Khandaq suppressed too. Like, how? What's happened? And I
what
don't
what would you do for a Khandaq bar?
What would you do for the Khandaq bar? But like, it's just more like, I'm not doubting they're oppressed. But I'm just more, let me know the history so I can get behind these people, and you know what I mean? Like, I just need to know.
In the past, they were oppressed by the king. In modern times, we don't know really much.
Modern times, it was just a dude at a traffic stop. And I'm like, I need more.
No, they talk about it a little bit. Because when they talk about the Justice League never shows up for them, they're telling a little bit about it.
Right. Yeah. But what?
And they say something about, you're just the latest line of foreign invaders. And I think that's applicable to many countries in the Middle East.
Oh, that's a really good point.
I think that's what it's bringing up.
I feel like a bag of shit now. Yeah.
No. Because you're right. They don't explicitly say it.
But it is something
you kind of have to jump to and assume.
It's only talked about once, I think.
Right.
Well, and then at the end, they kind of bring it full circle and say, it's not your country, it's not your decision.
Right.
And I think it's Hawkman who says that. And kind of he comes to a realization. And so it's, I think it does parallel real life, but you're right. It doesn't explicitly lay out.
And I guess this is how my brain works. Yeah, it's how my brain works. Like, if I'm reading something or I'm trying to get either behind or support or even against, I always try to kind of see it from all angles, and I try to understand what's happening. And this movie is just like 2-3 sentences, and it's like, that's enough. And I'm like, I'm still not getting it. Can you help me further? I don't doubt these people are oppressed. I don't doubt that they've had multiple people invading their country and I don't doubt it. I'm not doubting what I'm being told. I just need context. And I don't think there was much, just more like a take it or leave it. This is how it is. And it's like, wait, what? You know, like, and I think that's just how my brain operates. And some people are just like, yep, hop right on board. And granted, you guys made a really good point. You know, there are countries currently facing that are currently battling that. And it's, you know, and I guess maybe my brain just didn't jump there. So that's on me. But, you know, that's something I struggled with, was just, I wanted, and then when Black Adam did all these things amazing for the country and stand up for it, was like, you're not a hero. I'm like, wait, what? So it's like, it just feels like I'm cornered no matter where I go. Like, if I'm, you know, and
because he's like the freedom fighter for this country. Yeah. Right.
And so to me, it's like, well, who the fuck do I believe in this movie then? Like, I don't know. And my brain just can't wrap my head around it. And then maybe I'm a 40% critic then. I don't know.
I feel like this goes to a different conversation that we had about She-Hulk, where She-Hulk was like, beating your head against the men are bad, or like, this is like, it was like the, what was that conversation we had where it was like, most men act like this, and it was just like all the men in that show were represented as bad, and it was like, we get it.
Not all of them,
but we had a conversation that was kind of like that. It was like, show us some examples of not that. It was like, because we all get that situation, we don't need to be reminded of it over and over again. And I feel like this was the other end, where it was like, okay,
people that do face that will get this pretty quickly.
Yeah, but we need a little bit more context for those of us who don't see that.
But on the flip side of that too, is that a lot of audience will get this because they know firsthand that oppression, or they have family that knows firsthand that oppression. So the people that would get it would pick up on it. Like, they're going to pick up on it because they've experienced and lived it easier.
I feel like shit.
No. It's just people face different things in in the world and in life. And it's easier sometimes. That's why this is good, because we can have a conversation about it and have perspective on it.
I just hope I don't.
And maybe shed light to other people who don't see it that way.
And just like when we did Falcon and Winter Soldier, we were looking at it through one lens.
Oh,
and
CJ, I was.
Yeah.
One of our listeners like opened our eyes to what. Because
we don't face some of those things.
And it's so funny because the whole series before CJ and before even the Falcon and Winter Soldier story told this as well, but CJ did a wonderful job as well. Both of them did. I remember thinking, why the fuck is he not taking the Captain American mantle? I couldn't understand that. That was just so foreign to me. Like, fucking Sam is Captain America. What are we, what is this? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, just to have him. And then like by the fifth, sixth episode and CJ's appearance, I believe was on our fifth, I just like, holy shit. I have no idea what it's like to be in that position and have to represent a country that has not always represented me. And that is fucking beautiful and wonderful. And it was just like, holy shit, epiphany. Thank you so much.
That's why these conversations are so important and healthy, to be able to come together and be like, hey, you may not understand this, but I'm not mad at you. Let me explain it to you. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I put two and two together here because I have friends that half family in the Middle East, and I hear stories and it's terrible. So when they talked about invaders basically in this, I was like, oh, that's what's going on. They're trying to overtake this country.
You were able to just get right on
there. Yeah. I just my brain just automatically did it, and I just carried on. Like, I wasn't stuck there, but it's because I understand because I've heard stories from someone firsthand, I guess.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and I kind of took it as us, as America, fuck yeah, kind of being the foreign invader every once in a while, too.
America, we know, better
than you, so we're going to take over for a little bit, and you know. And
please keep in mind, I don't feel that way. I hope it doesn't come across just because I didn't understand it. Like, I feel like, oh, but Brandon didn't understand, so fuck it, he's just America. No, I just don't. Like, I need to know. Like, it just, I'm sorry. I just don't want people to think I'm a bag of shit.
No one's going to think that.
I know, but you are
growing, you are learning, and that's all anybody can ask.
It's not even that. I just don't understand what the oppression was for. Like, you know, it's still, like, because it's a fictional country. Like, I understand the oppression. I can tell you about Africa. I can tell you about, like, Iraq and Afghanistan and what they're going through. There's a lot more than just the war that meets the eye, really, truly. And there's sides on both ends. I'm like, I want to know. And even Wakanda, I know it's a fictional place. It's in Africa. I'm able to grasp it. Like, Khandaq, I don't know. And I want to know the story of Khandaq. And so it's not that I'm like, no, fuck it, I don't believe you were oppressed. It's like, I don't know. And so it's like, but those other countries, you know them, right? I'm like, but what does it have to do with Khandaq? What's going on here? You know, like, I don't know. And that's where my brain, it struggles.
Kind of disconnect, yeah.
It did, because I was like, I don't know anything about conduct. And it's like, I'm supposed to just immediately assume, yep, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't doubt it, because those guards are pieces of shit. I understand that. But it's like, a couple of pieces of shit guards is not enough for me to say, fuck everything. Like,
But there was a lot more backstory. Excuse me, in Civil War.
Exactly.
The Sokovia Accords, though, they're fictional. They don't really relate to anything, but the parallels of what they represented and what they wanted each of the heroes to do kind of parallel with life and like government takeover versus.
But we also had 15 movies before
that. That's what I'm saying. They had a lot more background.
Right. Hop on, motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, God. And this is where I feel like DC struggles a little bit. It's just like they try to make up for lost ground instead of really give you good
storytelling. Rush it. They rush it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Something else that I loved was the bullet holes in the cloak when he first rises up out of that mountain.
That was awesome.
Shredded. All those
bullet, yeah. Oh my gosh, that was cool. That was.
You get turned
cool.
on.
A little bit. Did you?
No, Rock's not attractive to me.
He's gotten to the point. Okay, this is going to take it down a notch. He's gotten to the point where he's so big that I don't think he's attractive to me either. I wouldn't say no.
I wouldn't
chase it.
Did you notice too, after he like, so the whole, most of the movie don't wear the cape because it was got thrown off, which is great. But when he comes back as Shazam after losing the powers, he's got better clothes. Like, they're brighter, shinier. He's got the cape again. So the, I would just Shazam on and off every time to get a new suit.
To get a better suit. But okay, tell me I'm not crazy. Tell me I'm not crazy. First of all, have you seen the memes that are like people who are so jacked that their shoulders have shoulders look like tiny humans climbing out of giant shoulders? Have you seen this?
This is like their head?
Not at all.
Well, like their head and their like shoulder muscles make the first set of shoulders. And then
I know,
like,
but
their
it looks like they're
shoulders.
Climbing out because their head's still the same size. Because you can't add muscle to their head.
No. I'll have to show you what I mean. But okay, so The Rock's costume fit perfectly around his shoulders muscles. And so the whole time I was looking at his costume, I was like, oh, it must have gotten damaged in battle. Oh, I thought it was supposed to be like an off the shoulder. Like, it looked like it was more opened up top than it should have been, because it just was wider because his shoulder muscles are so big. So it looked off the shoulder the entire time. Like, he just looked like he was just having a whole.
It really did. It really almost reminded me of a dress. And that's not to be.
Yes.
You know, it just like.
They should have set it on the real shoulders and not the muscles.
Exactly. Like, it just.
No. That's what they did.
Yeah, they did.
Really, they set it on the shoulder. The shoulder muscle is hanging out.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, but it is sitting on the bottom half of the shoulder muscle.
And he's like, huge. Yeah. And they should have.
So bring it either way up or put it.
Just make it look like a damn regular, like, exactly. Why do you, no, because like that, it looks like a fucking dinner dress, like a cocktail dress. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
Men can wear dresses too.
I'm not against that, but I'm just saying, I don't think that's what they were going for. It just looked weird. I don't know.
It looked like his first set of shoulders was popping out. Like,
it's funny because I have the Black
Adam. I'm ready to see.
I have the Black Adam Fortnite skin, and it's like, I just feel fancy.
You feel shifty?
I feel shifty. I like it. So, yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to try to find the picture or the meme. There was a meme. It was probably years ago where it's just like, like jacked shoulders like that makes it look like somebody's climbing out of a jacked person's body. Because his shoulder muscles are probably like normal sized shoulders. Okay. So, girl's brother, when they're in the van going through the check stop, says something about like, oh, don't judge the picture. That was before my girl broke up with me. When he puts the tape in the car, it says Jennifer. And then the song is Baby Come Back. He's trying to get Jennifer to come back to him. He sings it multiple times. Okay. So, like I said, I liked seeing Paint It Black by the Stones. I've seen them in concert.
How old were they? 89 years old?
Absolutely fucking ancient. And
you know they're not alive anymore. They just literally have marionettes that just literally string their bodies.
Okay, well, they do a good job because they put on a fantastic show and I was in the nosebleeds.
So you couldn't see the strings.
It could have been anybody down there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. It was awesome. I saw Mick Jagger do the whatever he does now instead of whatever he used to do. It's something that looks arthritic, but he did it. It was awesome. The drummer, I think, has had way too much plastic surgery. He now looks like if Mark Zuckerberg was actually an android.
He is an android. Mark Zuckerberg is 100%.
He looks like the first prototype of Mark Zuckerberg.
Ah, nice.
Anyway, okay, here's a gripe, and I know contracts are involved in this. I understand. I get it. But the fact that freaking Kanye West's power is still in this movie makes me want to.
No one should have all that power.
Yeah. It makes me want to punch something, especially after everything that's come out with him recently. Like, cut the contract. Fuck him. He fucking sucks. Good God. Get him. No, actually, you know what? Get him some help. Fucking get him some help.
I think he needs help. Honestly, I think, I think he's mentally not okay.
Whatever the contract money is, use that to pay for mental health, because God, he's really I was like, this is a song.
It was a song. I forgave it because it came out, and like his statements came out just a few weeks ago too, so it was pretty
But you can,
I could understand if this was like 3 months after the fact, I'd be a little agreement with you, but like I was like, oh,
perturbed. I love that word.
That's a good word.
You know what would have been a great song here? Hey, it's me. Maybe I'm the problem.
No, don't sing the lyrics wrong.
I think it's I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I can sing
those. How do I know a Taylor Swift lyrics more than you?
Mm-hmm.
Because Clinton sang it wrong over at my house that night that y'all spent the night. So and then
you're saying,
prove it. Prove it. You're singing it wrong on air.
You're saying Clinton is the reason why you are wrong.
Yeah. And then I finally started listening to the song and I was like, I've been singing the lyrics song.
See, you're doing great. I'm sure everyone believes your alibi.
Things I wish people would do. And this is not Emmy. This is everyone I've ever met.
Would tell the truth.
I just wish people would take ownership. I wish people would say, hey, my bad. I messed up here. But for some reason, we are so defensive and we are so, I can't make a mistake. And we don't want to be that. So we have to just immediately deflect.
Clinton,
shut the fuck up.
You're
deflecting, Clinton. So I just wish we would just take.
You're gaslighting, Brandon.
I'm not.
Hey. Hi. It's me.
God,
hey,
you hi. Suck.
Howdy.
I'm the problem.
You are the problem. It's you. All right.
I am the drama.
Guys,
we'll never know.
We're going to have to
hit my mic.
You always, gosh, Emmy, I swear to God, I don't understand why after all this time, like your mic, why this, the whole point of this is a bar. This is literally is to rise up. So you don't hit it. You defeat the purpose when you have it down.
Then I have to
bring the mic. Literally, you can adjust it. Why are you acting like it's impossible to adjust?
Oh,
there you go.
Oh!
Well, now you're going to do it in this way. It's going to block your face, but...
What? Sorry. Oh, hello, guys.
The whole point of having an arm is to not hit anything. It's to make yourself expressive and have your computer in front of you and things like you can multitask. And you literally have it like you have a mic in front of you, which defeats the purpose. You might as well just get a metal stand and just set it on your desk.
Oh my gosh, this is a game changer, y'all.
I've been doing it for months.
Fuck you.
You've had an illustration the whole time.
I mean, Brandon has a different style of mic.
Hi.
We have to hang ours.
It's me. But. I'm the problem. Hi. Anti-hero.
Okay. We're going to wrap up this podcast.
I'm no hero.
We're going to wrap up this podcast. Amy, any final notes before we get to our credits?
Oh, only one.
Only one.
Do I still sound okay?
You sound great.
Yeah. Looks, though. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. Why do you not want to go that way? Okay.
What? I've been asking straight men that same thing for years.
Something happened.
You punched your mic four times.
Yeah, people have been getting feedback of dong, dong, dong.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm punching my mic in the live show.
It's something funny, happened. Though. Selfish.
Thank you.
Amy.
All right, one note. Tore Mephisto in fucking half. I read something that said that there were gratuitous scenes of violence in this, and they had to be taken out so that it would be PG-13 and not R.
Why? Why is DC afraid of that? I would hope they would say, hey, it's rated R, fuck it. I wish they would
have done that. They did it with Suicide Squad.
Right. Shit. That's what I mean. Do it. I would have enjoyed it more.
Good God.
The lava.
The Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad was great.
Was it rated R?
It was HBO Max only?
No,
but it released on HBO Max too, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
I don't think it was simultaneously, though, was it?
I mean, that's where I watched it.
Oh, you might be right. But I watched it in theaters, and it was
I think it was still the time where they had said...
In between.
They had the contract.
I will just say, the Suicide Squad, James Gunn, so happy he's in charge of DC. Quit. Just stop with this shit. So, anyway... I'm excited. The Suicide Squad was phenomenal. I'm not against DC movies. I'm against porn storytelling.
Porn? You're against porn?
Porn storytelling. You're exactly right.
Yes. All action, no story.
Get straight to it. Yeah. I'm here for something, and it's not your story.
I don't care. I don't care that you're a lifeguard. I don't care that you're a librarian. Just get on with it.
Pay for the pizza.
Just show me the dick.
Dick. Give me the dick. Okay.
Pull out that wiener. That's how I get all the guys.
You literally just
pull out that wiener.
And they're like,
oh my God. They're like swooning, fanning themselves.
I won't lie. I took off my pants as soon as you said it. I was like,
yeah, I know. It just happens, actually. It's a spell that just pulls pants off automatically. You don't have to do anything.
Out that wiener.
Pull out that wiener.
Pull it out. Just pull out that wiener. What have you been doing?
About to make a hot dog.
Are you going
to
whack off in my tool shed?
My God.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Tears Mephisto in half. I mean, that was pretty brutal. Looked pretty brutal.
Guys, that's our Black Adam review. Thank you.
Wait. No, it's not.
You said you had one more.
That was one more note before.
The next page?
Yeah. Well, no. I have a credits name, and then I have a question because I don't do credits names anymore.
What? You have a credits name, but you don't do credit. What are we talking? You literally contradicted yourself there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't do credits names anymore, but this one was too good to pass up.
Is the question having to do with the credits name?
No.
Okay. What's the question then?
The question.
Which should still be part of your notes, but we'll skip that part.
Oh, okay. What is your favorite Pierce Brosnan movie?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, damn it. You took my answer.
I love when he choked on the shrimp.
GoldenEye 007, the Nintendo 64 game.
Oh, it's such a good game.
Not a movie, but cool.
Oh, yeah. There's cinematics in it.
Yeah, okay. Touche.
I also have to say, Percy Jackson, he does a fantastic job in, even though...
He can still act.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Pierce Brosnan still got it, man.
That movie, I was like, yeah, it's Pierce Brosnan. And then I'd be like, but is it though?
Is it the like, Wish Doctor no, Strange, or is it Pierce Brosnan?
I don't know if he'd be. Like, I'd like to see them fight.
No? I'm joking. I know. I thought he was great. I love Dr. Fate. I thought he was good.
Oh, I loved him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say another one. And this is Annabelle. This is just for you. Mamma Mia. That movie sucked, but Pierce Brosnan was fantastic.
Shout out, Annabelle. Shout out, Alicia. We shout out a few listeners. So we hope you tune in. John, I know you're listening. Not Smash, even though I love you. Starosky. I'm sorry. I always feel like
Starosky.
Oski. He loves it. He loves this movie. If you're still listening right now, can you just forgive us?
Don't say us.
Yeah, no, I didn't hate it.
I honestly didn't hate it either. I really just didn't like parts of it. I didn't like a lot of it. But I thought that some of it was pretty good.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't like most of it.
It's better than the Two Towers. Brandon just said.
Honestly, I would give it like a 5 out of 10. And the 5, I'd give it just like middle of the road. But like some of the shit it did was just so bad, it really brought it to a 5. Because I think it could have easily been a 6 or a 7.
I'd rather watch this again than watch the Two Towers.
Okay, fuck off. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to our show. If you enjoyed the podcast, you enjoyed it, please consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Consider that we're going to get 1 stars left and right from this, because we, anytime we're negative, people call us out and say, fuck you, I hate you guys. That's cool. Thanks. We can't ever.
We nothing.
Me. So anyway, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify really does go a long way with us getting eyes and ears on our little show of ours. And it really, really means a lot. If you don't, we understand too, but God, we probably really need it this week more than any. Also, in addition to, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have $1 gets you a shout out, $3 gets you shout out access to our Discord and our Minecraft server, $5 gets you all that, plus bonus episodes, Avengers Advice, where you can ask us for advice. It's a comedy podcast of ours, and we do exclusive movie reviews. The month of November, we're reviewing Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. We've already reviewed The Two Towers, Fellowship, and we have 15, 16 movie reviews on demand. For $5, you get all those. You literally get 30 hours plus of Avengers movie reviews for $5 right now when you join. $10 gets all that. You get unedited episodes. You ever want to hang out with us? We have a watch party once a month that we hang out with our $10 patrons, and you get to Zoom us. We're all just face-to-face cameras, and we get to watch a movie together and talk. We have a really good time. We had a great time in this last watch party. All three of us, Clinton, Emmy, and myself, were all together in the same room and just hanging out at Emmy's place, where we watched a movie, and it was a really, really fun fun, fun time. So between this podcast and rating it and the Patreon, it really, really means a lot. So thank you. Thank you so much. Before we head on out of here, Emmy, you have a credits name?
I do. I know. I feel like I've messed Emmy, with my mic too Emmy, much.
We will handle okay. it off there.
All right. So we have our costume designers.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there's two of them. We've got Kurt and Bert. Kurt and Bert are costume designers. You guys complimented the costume design. I need you to see what a day in Kurt and Bert's studio is like. Hey, Kurt, you got any more of that devil material? Oh, yeah, I got some right here. Hey, Bert, you got any more of those gold feathers? Yeah, Kurt, I got them right here. I'll throw them your way. Hey, Kurt, I need some of that metallic metal for the lightning bolt on his chest. Fuck you guys.
We're heading out here. Oh, I can't laugh. I'll cough.
Guys. Oh, that's why you didn't laugh at it.
Guys, we're heading out. I can't talk. We're heading out of here. We hope you had a great night. We hope you have a great day, whatever you're listening to us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Black Adam, good character, sometimes decent storytelling. Could be better overall. But who are we to judge? Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you all. Clinton, Emmy, any final words before we head on out of here?
I'm going to go black out.
Hoffman,
that's my superpower.
God.
You're not Hoffman a hero. Hoffman
is a gaudy queen.
Whose?
Mine.